Hi, this is Jenny Nash from Author Accelerator. You've heard me talk a lot about becoming a book coach because that's what Author Accelerator does. This month, I want to offer podcast listeners the chance to meet some of our awesome book coaches. For the month of March, I'm making available 25 free slots for listeners to be hand-matched with three book coaches. We look at what you're writing, what your publishing plans are, and what challenges you're having, and we match you with three coaches that we think would be a great fit to help you meet your writing goals. Our coaches run their own businesses and set their own packages and pricing. You can check them out to see if you like their services and their vibe. There's no obligation to work with any of these coaches. We just want to showcase how awesome they are, so we're offering this $50 matching service free of charge. This offer is only good for the month of March, and it's only good for the first 25 people who sign up. You can go to bookcoaches.com/matchme and use the code MATCHME. Once again, that's bookcoaches.com/matchme, and the secret code is MATCHME.
Is it recording?
Now it's recording.
Yay!
Go ahead.
This is the part where I stare blankly at the microphone, try to remember what I'm supposed to be doing.
All right, let's start over.
Awkward pause.
I'm going to rustle some papers.
Okay.
Now 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Hi, it's Jenny Nash. Welcome to the Hashtag AmWriting Podcast. I'm here today to talk about being a good literary citizen. We've all seen writers who only show up in public spaces to sell what they've written and never to lift anyone else up or to share or give back. This kind of behavior is sometimes sad, other times irritating, and almost always ineffective. Being a good literary citizen is the antidote to that kind of vibe. So what exactly does it mean? It means reviewing other people's books, sharing their events and workshops, and commenting on their posts, among other things. If there's a writer you admire, odds are good that they're a good literary citizen. One overlooked aspect of being a good literary citizen is volunteering in the writers' groups or organizations that you are part of. I've actually never done it, but my friend, writer, and book coach Samantha Skull has. She started out small, took on bigger and bigger roles over the years, and was finally hired by the conference where she'd been a volunteer. Although she's now being paid for her work, she still sees it as giving back to the community she adores. Let's bring her on. Welcome, Samantha. I'm so happy to be talking to you.
I am so thrilled to be here, Jenny. It's always an honor.
Yay. Well, there's many things to talk about, but the where I want to start is this idea that you have devoted several years to volunteering for a writing conference for this writing organization, which is Thriller Fest. And your path through that volunteering is just of great interest to me about why you would do that, what you get out of it, how it serves you as a human, as a writer, as a book coach, all those things. So, because I think it's something that many people perhaps don't think about. So I'd like to go back to your beginning of your journey with Thriller Fest. It sounds like you attended the first time during the pandemic. Is that right?
I sure did. So to go back just a touch further than that, I had a full-on day job the year before that and made the very conscious decision to stop doing that and get into writing. And I write thrillers. And so Thriller Fest immediately popped up on my Google search as a thing that I should attend. And that was, you know, late 2019. And so, of course, then the pandemic hit. And so everything changed. And so I attended Thriller Fest for the first time in 2020 virtually, ended up pitching and ended up ultimately finding an agent out of that pitch session, which was just incredible. Took about a year. But that was a wonderful journey. And then I've been involved ever since.
So for those who don't know, the pitch, what you mean by a pitch session is an opportunity to, it's usually very short, to pitch to an agent. And did you pay for that opportunity?
Yes, but Thriller Fest is a little different in that we have kind of a speed dating event. It's called Pitch Fest. And so other conferences will often have like a, you know, $15, $50, $100 chance to pitch an agent for 15 minutes or something. Thriller Fest is an open room for 3 hours, Pitch Fest. And you have the chance to talk to as many agents as you possibly can during that time. We ask you to limit it to 3 minutes. So it was a little different for me virtually because I did have like a 5 to 7 minute window instead of three. But Pitch Fest itself is an absolutely stellar event. It is very scary and very energizing and just absolutely wonderful. And I highly recommend it if you're ready to pitch.
So you came in as a participant and you pitched and you landed your agent in that way. I'm curious about something you just said where you walked away from your job to do what you call your soul work.
My soul work, yes.
And you knew that was going to be specifically thrillers. You love the dark noir.
I do. I do love the dark and the noir and the scary and the suspenseful and the mysterious and all of that. And, you know, I've been a reader and a writer since I was five. This is what I've always wanted to do. But of course, making a living sort of trumped that. And so I did other work for a long time and did enjoy it. You know, I did HR and in the tech world, and that was really fun. But having a chance to really focus on my writing, I decided I was going to give myself 2 years and write a book and see if I could sell it. And I made all the mistakes. Do not pitch too early is the biggest thing I learned. But it was such a good time. And Thriller Fest, honestly, I say this without any sort of guile, like it changed my life. It was exactly the time and the place I needed to be to do what I wanted to do with my writing. And I continue to learn from Thriller Fest every single year from all the wonderful people involved. And I hope I never stop learning, you know?
So that first time you attended, was that 2020?
2020, during the pandemic, yeah.
And then the next year was also virtual. And yes. I understand that you put yourself forward as a volunteer that year.
I did. So I have this, I don't know if it's annoying or not, but extroverted habit of getting on Zoom during the pandemic and trying to make new writer friends, because I was just really, really thirsty for new people in my life in that area. And one of those people, I started a little writing group, and one of those people ended up being someone who volunteers and had volunteered for many years with Thriller Fest itself. And he was stepping into a new position and noted my interest, which I'm sure was a little over the top. And asked me if I was interested in volunteering in a bigger capacity. And so that's how I became involved with Pitch Fest, which then led me to my current position, which is co-executive director of the conference itself.
So you went from being a writer in the pitching process to volunteering in the pitching process. And what can you talk about? How many hours did you spend? How many months did you spend as a volunteer that first year in helping them put the pitch fest on?
Yeah. So it was the first year back from the pandemic, which made it a little strange. And we didn't really know what to expect. Everyone was still pretty nervous, you know? And so hours, I didn't really count, to be honest. It was just one of these things where I was so excited and honored to be involved in this organization I'd admired so much. And it felt like a chance to make some really close new friends. You know, everybody who volunteers with ITW and with that's International Thriller Writers and Thriller Fest is they're all so wonderful. And I, you know, again, I'm not exaggerating, like these people are amazing. And so it kind of didn't matter. It just felt like fun. Did it take away from my writing time? Sure. But it's all toward a greater goal of just being more involved in this organization and with this group of people that ultimately are the people that I hope to become peers with someday as an author. So
during this whole time, you're working on your own writing. And I think I understand correctly that first book didn't go anywhere.
It did not. I worked on it for, close to 3 years. And ultimately, my agent and I decided mutually, this was not like I wasn't pushed into it. This was absolutely a mutual decision to kind of shelve it for now. And in the meantime, I had taken your advice, Jenny, actually, and had been working on another book, because we all know that when you're querying or working on something, it's great to have like a passion project that doesn't have any pressure on it.
Yeah.
And that ended up being the book that I'm now, fingers crossed, closer to getting published. I'm still working on that book with my agent as well. She is wonderful and editorial, and I am so grateful for her brain, but it's definitely a journey.
So while you're volunteering on the Pitch Fest, you're pitching your own self, not to agents, but to publishers, and you're in the whole submission, trying to get the book process. Did that feel strange to you to be sort of lifting other people up when you're trying to make your way as well?
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I mean, I never got quite to the point where I was out on sub, but of course that was the goal. But no, it truthfully did not feel strange to do that. I just, you know, in the writing community and ITW particularly, I think other writing organizations may have this vibe too, but I've only really experienced the crime community, which we like to joke because we've got all of our dark stuff out on the page. We're really, really friendly. and so this group of people, just everyone tries to help each other. You know, if you need anything, you ask for help and somebody will introduce you, or 10 people will introduce you to what you need. And it just is a part of the vibe that I love about ITW and Thriller Fest. And it's part of the reason that I, you know, I'm now working quite a bit with them, is I believe in this organization. I believe in the power of community with writers particularly. And so, no, it was just, I don't know, like pure joy. It's so fun to see other people succeed in pitching, and, you know, I'm going to get there eventually. I'm not worried about that. It's not a race to the finish. It's just, when we're ready, we will succeed, you know, and tenacity is what wins in the end. So,
oh my gosh, I love that. When we're ready, we'll succeed. So you're volunteering with Pitch Fest, and then you were asked to help lead it in 2022, which meant doing the work in 2021. And what did you have any hesitation? It sounds like you just love the people, you love the organization, or were you hesitant to get more sucked in? How did that feel?
I mean, no, that was a step up to co-lead Pitch Fest itself. And so I had a co-director, Tessa Weggert. She's an author, an amazing author, everybody. If you haven't read the Shane Emergent series, please do. And so I got to be really close friends with Tessa, which just made the whole thing a blast. You know, we'd talk every couple weeks and we just got it done. And, you know, it's so fascinating being on the side of looking for agents for an event as opposed to pitching them. It really sort of lowered the barrier for me in terms of being scared of agents. You know, I think as writers, we're sort of intimidated and, you know, nervous about how these people have all the power, and they're just normal humans trying to do their best and find the next best thing. And everyone's so kind, and yes, they're very busy, but it was really fun. I just really enjoyed it.
So you were doing the work of contacting agents and pulling all that together and managing. How many agents did Pitch Fest have that year?
We had 65 in 2023. Yeah, we were really proud of that. It was a big group, and it went really, really well. We had one little hiccup where the hotel moved our sort of holding space for where everybody was lining up, but we made it work. I think we made some flight attendant crews kind of uncomfortable because we were in the lobby of the hotel instead of upstairs. But it worked out really well. And it's always such a fun, like I said before, energetic, but also kind of nerve-wracking event. And so the energy is really, really high. And it's just lovely to get to be a part of that, you know. And it's less stressful to not be pitching at the actual Pitch Fest, but it's thoroughly enjoyable to just get to be there and see people succeed and feel the energy afterwards, you know, as things go well. It's just, wouldn't trade it for anything. It's so such a blast.
And for those who might not know, why do so many agents say yes to such a thing?
Well, because the people who attend Thriller Fest are it's not an inexpensive conference. It's in New York on purpose because we want to give people the ability to also piggyback with meetings with their agents and publishers and what have you. For writers who are on their way up, like I am, it's a chance to get to meet your heroes. You know, like I've been in the Starbucks line several times and have run into people in front of me where I'm like, oh my God, you're Lisa Gardner. You're, you know, Hannah Mary Mc. Like, I just like, what is happening right now? How am I talking to you? And it just really lowers the barrier between you and your heroes. And it just, you know, there's nowhere else like that. Everyone's just there for the same reason. We all love thrillers. We all love this genre. And so agents like to come because these are the people that they're going to find the next best thing from.
So you're doing this volunteer work and now you're running, co-directing the Pitch Fest, but meanwhile, you're still working here on your own stuff. And
yes.
I happen to also know that you're a book coach and
yes.
Became certified in that. So you're juggling a lot of balls. How does it all fit together in your mind? Is it all part of the same whole? Do you think of them as separate threads? Like how do you hold these pieces in your mind?
Oh, what a good question. Yeah, I like to think of it like a you know, triple or quadruple prong approach to just being as involved as I can in this world, this writing world. I came into it, you know, being a really big fan of books in general and of writing. And, you know, like I said, I've been writing my whole life, but I'd never truly tried before. I had some nonfiction experience, but not anything in fiction. And so this was a brand new world for me. And, you know, maybe typical of who I am, but I dove in head first and, you know, I found the book coaching pretty closely after writing the first draft of my first novel and loved that. And then I found Thriller Fest. And, you know, when you find your people, you find your people. And so I just dove in. And yes, it all feels a part of the same bucket to answer your question, but they're very distinctly different at the same time.
So there must be some tension that has to be held being a volunteer at Thriller Fest. It's not like you can walk around selling your book coaching services or selling your writing or using your position to an unfair advantage. That wouldn't be professional or appropriate. Is it, what is that holding that tension like? Is it hard? Is it, what does that feel like?
That's also a really good question. And thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, I don't find it difficult. I just sort of think of it like different hats, you know? So if I'm at Thriller Fest and I'm doing my, you know, helping out with Pitch Fest or I'm helping to run the conference or what have you, it's, you know, there's always a million things that have to be done. But if I end up in a conversation with somebody and they ask what I do, the book coaching comes up, the writing books comes up. You know, I would never, like you said, I would never use that position to my advantage because that's a line in the sand that is very clear. But again, you know, it's a small world. The publishing world is pretty small. And so I'm lucky enough to be in a position where I'm getting to actually talk to some of, you know, like I said, my author heroes, but also my agent heroes, my editor heroes, people in the industry that are just trying, we're all trying to promote the same thing, which is sell and write books and good quality books. And so it's just a really fun place to be where I get to have my hand in all these different buckets.
So you have, I know this about you, but I can also hear it. You have an unusual, what I would call embracing of the fact that it's a long game. You're not trying to get a quick win or write just something to write something or get an agent just to have an agent. I mean, you've now been working with your agent for years. You've been working on your next book after the first books for years. You've been working for Thriller Fest for years, and we'll get to what you're doing now in a minute, but you have it just feels like a very mature sense of this long game. And even what you said before, success will come when it's time. Where do you think that comes from in your life?
Oh, another good question. So I will say, quite honestly, I haven't always had this approach. I thought I was a special unicorn when I first wrote my first draft of novel one, right? I thought it was going to be great and I really liked it. And, you know, my best friends were like, this is amazing. And I queried too early and very quickly had that sort of, aha moment that it needed a lot of work. And so I believe there's a name for this curve, but it's something like, you know, you think you're amazing and then you drop down and you think you're awful. And then you kind of climb back up and you sort of learn what you don't know. And I'm on this now. So I've, I've hit rock bottom and I've come back up and I'm learning every day. And I try really, really hard to remember that I don't know everything about this industry. I am a newbie. And I love it and I'm excited about it, but there's so much that I still don't know about how to write a sellable thriller, you know, like I'm doing my best, but that's all I can do. And so it's been rather humbling, this experience. You know, of course it would have been amazing if I'd written a breakout novel on my first draft and gotten an agent and it had sold and sold millions of copies and what have you, but that's not everyone's journey. And that's frankly like very few people's journey.
Yeah.
And it's amazing when it does happen, but you know, I'm not ashamed of my journey. I'm happy that I have had this time and, you know, I'm very excited and happy to have an agent who believes in me and who is, as of yesterday, still cheerleading and rooting for me, you know, like she's excited about what my potential is as well. And so to have someone believe in you is incredible, but it ultimately has to come from inside. Do I have my days where I am bummed that it hasn't happened sooner? Absolutely. Will I ever give up? Absolutely not. You know, like I can't imagine doing anything else. This is my, like I said, my soul work.
And I know that you bring that attitude to your book coaching, which is an amazing quality to bring to book coaching.
Oh, thanks.
That sort of reality check and that this is going to take some time, and it's going to take some time to get this book right, to get this plot right, to get this twist right, to get the career right, to get all the pieces right. Do you find the writers that you help in your book coaching work gravitating toward that philosophy or really needing to hear it, or
do they bring
that to the table?
I mean, I try to put out this energy so that the kind of people who are going to find it most useful will find me. I think that someone looking for a quick win, I'm probably not your person, right? Like, I'm all about, you know, taking the time and figuring out, you know, I think we all have that sort of gut sense as authors, like, is this working or not? Mm-hmm. And I have tried to push it forward when I knew in my gut that it wasn't working. Mm-hmm. And so I've since learned to listen to that voice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't have any control over how long this takes or how quickly this happens. And I encourage the same in my writers. And of course, we have days where the both of us are frustrated, you know, like if I help somebody through the pitch process and writing the query package and doing all of that, like I'm rooting for them probably even more than they're rooting for themselves.
Yeah.
Because I'm so invested. But, you know, to even be a part, be on this journey is so fun, you know, and if you can find the time and the energy to devote to this craft, it's a lifelong pursuit, you know, and there's, you know, I'm 41 years old now. I'm sure if I'd talked to myself when I was 25, I would have been like, yeah, you know, get that book deal by 31 or whatever, but who cares? Like it'll happen when it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then in recent times, you were hired by Thriller Fest to actually help run the conference itself. So
yes,
you have elevated, climbed the ladder, elevated yourself from a volunteer to running a piece of it to now the really big, big picture. I'm curious about a lot of different things. First of all, that's a paid position now, right?
Yes. Yes.
So so everybody's clear on that. So one of the things I'm curious about is oftentimes when I have traveled the same path that you're traveling in different things, and it could be everything from I was on a school board to I was on a church board back in the day, and it was always very disillusioning to get into the positions of power and realize that every organization has its things and politics and people and, you know, the stresses and the tensions and all that. I'm not asking for details or for naming names or anything like that, but has there been anything like that? You talk with such joy about the people in the organization. Has it felt like that this last step?
Another great question. The answer is no. Like if anything, I was a little nervous about that just because I'm a suspicious human.
Yeah.
And I've also had similar experiences where I kind of saw how the sausage was made and backed off. This has been just a breath of fresh air. Like honestly, everybody I work with, everyone I meet within ITW is just the coolest person. We have such like wildly different backgrounds. Like there's military people and there's someone who's a professional ghost hunter, and there are people who are stunt people and, you know, just people getting PhDs and people who have written 15, 20 books and people who are still on the path. And everyone's just so cool. Like it just, every time I sit down and like I get to have a drink with them or whatever, I learn something new. And it's just, everyone just cares so deeply about promoting thrillers. And I think it's that shared love that sort of bonds us. And, you know, again, I truly think that crime writers are the nicest people.
Isn't that so interesting?
It's so funny. Yeah. It's just, there's no drama, you know, it's fun. I look forward to my weekly calls with the team and I love the team and we all work really well together. And that all sounds very Pollyanna, but I swear I'm not lying.
Like, no, I get amazing. It. So when you talk to people about if they should volunteer or take that first step in whatever organization they love, in the writing world or the publishing world, you must be a great advocate for that. And I know you volunteer in other organizations as well, including Women's Fiction Writers Association.
Yes.
I know you've done a lot of volunteer work for Pro Writing Aid.
Yes.
You've done it for Author Accelerator.
Like, yeah,
you are a giver of your time. What do you say to people who are perhaps saying to themselves, well, I have a full-time job and three kids and I'm trying to write on the side and I don't have time for all this, or whatever the story that they're bringing is,
yeah.
What do you say? I mean, you've gotten so much from it. So what do you say to somebody who's struggling, whether they should tick that box and say, I have time to volunteer?
Yeah. So I think it's definitely important to have boundaries and protect your time. I do not have children. I do not know what that looks like. So, you know, hats off to everybody out there who's parenting right now. But I will say that it's very possible to volunteer in whatever capacity that you are able to, right? So we have people who check the box for Solar Fest to just volunteer while they're at the conference. And that could be holding up a sign card or, you know, manning the registration table for a couple hours or something. All that stuff counts too. And it's just a chance to get to know people.
Yeah.
And, you know, the writing community is so based on just relationships. And it's not just like, oh, I'm going to relationship my way into meeting an agent or whatever, which of course can sometimes happen. But it's about finding those people who are writing in the same genre as you and, you know, just finding writer friends who get you. Like,
yeah.
You know, I have an incredibly supportive friend and spouse system and I adore them all, but do they understand why I want to write about scary things? No.
Right.
You know, they ask about it and they love me and they want me to succeed. But really, my writer friends are the ones who are like, yeah, let's talk about the best way to, like, you know, dispose of a body or something. Like, these are the kinds of conversations that I can have and I'm not judged for it.
Yeah.
And this is the same kind of stuff with my clients too. You know, it's like a safe space to talk about this stuff, and it's all in pursuit of like a better plot or a twistier plot or whatever it is. But yeah, protect your boundaries, but also think, like, you know, I'm a big fan of the sort of woo take on life, which is like, the more you put out there, the more you're going to get back and the more generous you are with your time. If you're able to,
yeah,
it will come back. And in the writing world, I think that has been really, really true for me. I can't speak for everybody, that it's just my journey, but it's been worth it. And I've really enjoyed the relationships that I have with all these people that I otherwise wouldn't have.
So besides the fact that you love it and you found your people and now you have a paid job, how has the volunteering and commitment to this organization impacted your own writing and your own book coaching? Do you think it's made you better at those things?
Yes, in that I have just been exposed to more people and more people's take on how to write. So I now have friends because of volunteering where I can email or get on the phone, you know, like I have friends that I can like call now, which is so weird because phone calls are not a normal thing anymore. It's like, you got to be pretty close with someone to do that. And they'll help, you know, if I'm struggling with a plot problem or I'm having a bad day or I'm feeling like, oh, you know, this isn't working and it's never going to work, which of course I think that too, I'm human.
Right.
You know, they'll help me out of it. And they, you know, like Tessa, for example, has become kind of my mentor in writing because she has 7 books out and, you know, she's done this before. And so if I'm have a question about how something works, I can text her and, you know, and she's super generous with her time too. She helps all kinds of people with the same thing, but she has people who are further along in the journey than she is.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing about volunteering, particularly with Thriller Fest and with Author Accelerator and for writing it in all these places, women's fiction, is just meeting people who are a you know, a step or two ahead of you in the process so that it's not so scary.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I love that. So if people, there's so many levels to ask about this. If people are interested in attending Thriller Fest, it's coming up, where could they go? And if they're interested in volunteering, what should they do?
Great question. So the website to go to is thrillerfest.com, just like it sounds. Our dates for 2024 are May 28th through June 1st. And it's at the Sheraton New York Times Square. That was a terrible way of saying that. But it's just a blast. I highly recommend going all in if you can. Masterclass, Craft Fest, Thriller Fest, Pitch Fest, if you're ready. And all of those are sort of separate little buckets within the main bucket of Thriller Fest itself. So thrillerfest.com, there's a little button that you can click that says, I want to volunteer. And our wonderful volunteer coordinator, Jim, who's also a good friend of mine now, he will put you to work for as much or as little as you want to be put to work. And so, yes, highly, highly recommend if you are able to swing it. We are a fantastic conference. I just cannot speak more highly of it. I absolutely adore it.
I love it. And then if people are interested in seeking your help as a book coach, I happen to know you have a fabulous mini course on getting the twists right in your thriller, and you're very good at that. And I also happen to know that you have some great programs based on the blueprint framework that I teach. And I love the way that you use that tool and advocate for that tool. So if people were interested in that, what sorts of folks do you help and at what stage and how can they find you?
Yeah, well, I would just like to put a plug in for Jenny and her genius for inventing the inside outline and all of this. I seriously just totally changed my writing life, made me a better writer, hands
down. Thank you.
You're welcome. Big fan over here. And so my website is SamanthaScall.com, and I help writers. You know, I really am finding that my sweet spot is people who have a really strong idea about what they want to do, and either they have written a draft and they don't know where to go from there, how to revise, or they have an idea and they're looking for help with plotting. My superpower is brainstorming twists. And so that's the kind of work that I really adore doing. And it's incredibly fun. And so if you are writing the thriller, mystery, or suspense, and you're looking for some help with kind of leveling up, I'm your person.
Yay. Well, we'll put those links in the show notes. And I just want to thank you for talking with me about this. I find your story just inspiring and fascinating. And I am so happy to know you, even though I am not in the thriller world my own self. I'm happy that I get a tiny piece of you. So
oh, thanks so much for having me, Jenny. This is so fun. I just love talking to you anytime I get the chance.
I love it too. Have a great day and good luck at the conference this year.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, keep your butt in the chair and your head in the game.
The Hashtag AmWriting podcast is produced by Andrew Perella. Our intro music, aptly titled Unemployed Monday, was written and played by Max Cohen. Andrew and Max were paid for their time and their creative output because everyone deserves to be paid for their work.
Pause, stop,
stop.
Thank you.